Good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to discuss a concept called Pruta Chamura. This is a concept that is more familiar probably to people in Eretz Yisrael than it is to people in the United States, but it could be relevant in the United States. It relates to Trumas and Maestros, and just going to explain what the issue is. The halacha is that when you have produce that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mafresh Trumas and Maestros from it, even Bizman Hazeh. Trumas only Drabanan Bizman Hazeh, but it's still a requirement Bizman Hazeh. So the Kohen can no longer eat the Truma because the Kohen is not a Kohen Miyuchas anymore, and he's certainly not Bitahara, and the Truma may not be Tahara, so he can't eat the Truma, but we still have to be Mafresh Truma, we have to be Mafresh Maiser Rishon, and we have to be Mafresh Maiser Sheni. The only thing is, when it comes to being Mafresh Maiser, the Truma, so fine, you'll be Mafresh the Truma, and you'll take whatever little bit of Truma you were Mafresh, and you'll discard it, because a non-Kohen is definitely not allowed to eat it, a Kohen's not allowed to eat it nowadays, because he's tame, so you'll discard it. But that's a very tiny amount. It's 1%, a little more than 1% of whatever it is that you have. So it's not such a big deal to discard. But then you can take Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon is 10%. So 10% you're not going to discard, but you don't have to, because Maaser Rishon doesn't have to be eaten by a Levi. Anyone's allowed to eat Maaser Rishon, and it could be eaten by Tumah also. So you're allowed to keep the Maaser Rishon. You just need to be mafresh it as a way of showing that, as a way of taking away the status of Tevel. Then comes Maaser Sheni. Now Maaser Sheni, in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of a Shemitah cycle, the halacha is, strictly speaking, has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and it has to be eaten b'tahara. So because we cannot do that, we are not tahorim, and most of us cannot bring the produce to Yerushalayim, so there is a mechanism called pidyon, that you could be poda the Maaser Sheni onto money, and therefore you'll be able to eat. You go to Costco, and they're selling these delicious looking oranges, and you see on the thing it says product of Israel, so now you need to be mafresh the Trumas and Maestros. So you're allowed to eat those oranges only once you're poda the Maaser Sheni onto currency. So that's the concept of Maaser Sheni. Now that currency, strictly speaking, would have to be used on food in Yerushalayim. Now would then have the status of Maaser Sheni, but we don't do that because we're not bringing it to Yerushalayim and we're not eating anything b'tahara nowadays. No one is b'tahara nowadays, so we're poda it onto currency, usually on a very small coin. The coin has to be worth a pruta. Pruta is a couple of pennies, so you take a nickel or a dime or something like that. Now, when we are poda Maaser Sheni, we can't just be poda the exact value of the Maaser Sheni. We have to be mosif chomesh. We have to add a fifth to that. So if you take 40 cents worth of Maaser Sheni and you want to be poda it onto a dollar coin, you have to actually put 50 cents worth of Kedusha onto that coin. That halacha is only when you're being poda your own Maaser Sheni. If you're being poda someone else's Maaser Sheni, then it's unnecessary to add a chomesh. Also, normally you would say a bracha on the hafrasha and on the pidyon, but nowadays we don't, just in case, because we're not sure that it always necessarily requires hafrasha. Meaning sometimes it could be that somebody had done a hafrasha previously, and therefore in chutz laretz at least we would not do that if it's not tevel vadai. There is a misconception out there that the rabbanut takes his mafresh trumas and maestros from everything that gets exported. That apparently is not true. Most things that get exported, unless it comes with a rabbanut hashkacha, they did not do hafrasha trumas and maestros. So what is pruta chamura? So let's discuss.
Except for the OU, it is mafresh. Like you get food. Some of Costco's food has the OU on it.
Obviously if it has ashkacha on it, then they're obviously mafresh. But if you have no ashkacha on it, then they would not be mafresh, for sure. In order to use a coin for pidyon Maaser Sheni, it has to be a coin that's usable currency where the pidyon is happening. It has to be something that counts as currency. That's what the Rambam writes in the fourth parak of Hilchos Maaser Sheni, and that's what Rav Shechter often points out, that if one is of the belief that there's no such thing as Dina de Malchus Adina in Eretz Yisrael nowadays, part of Dina de Malchus Adina is the right of a government to mint currency. And if you hold that it's just a pirate government, that the whole government in Eretz Yisrael is just a pirate government, and they don't have any right to be governing, and they're not a real government, then, so aside from how you view Zionism and everything else, you can't be Poda Meiser Sheni on Israeli currency then, if you hold that it's just a pirate currency, that it's not a real currency. So it needs to be a real currency in the location where the Pidyon is taking place. A second thing is the coin cannot be initially designed for Pidyon Meiser Sheni unless, initially designated for Pidyon Meiser Sheni unless you're putting a pruta's worth of Meiser Sheni onto the coin. I mean, you cannot take a coin that has no Kedusha whatsoever, take a quarter, let's say, and put less than a pruta of Meiser Sheni onto the coin. You need to put at least a pruta of Meiser Sheni onto the coin. Now, once a pruta of Meiser Sheni is on the coin, you can then add less than a pruta at a time of Meiser Sheni. So if you're a company that the OU is giving Ashkacha to, and you have 1,000 boxes of oranges that come from Israel, and they're being mafresh, the Trumas of Maestros, so they'll have way more than a pruta, and there's no problem with them taking a coin, an American coin, and using it to carry that Meiser Sheni. But if you're just a guy, and you bought an orange at a stand on the side of the road, and you think it's a product of Israel, or you go to a restaurant and you order a soup, and the parsley comes from Israel, so that the Meiser Sheni on that parsley is not going to be pruta. So that you would not be able to put onto a coin. The Rambam paskins that a coin can't be used for Pidyon Meiser Sheni. The Rambam goes even further. He says the chomesh of the coin has to be worth at least a pruta in order to be poda onto the coin. Not just that the Meiser Sheni itself has to be worth a pruta, the extra chomesh that you add, 25% of the Meiser Sheni has to be worth a pruta. That's a shittas Rambam that we don't really paskin like, but if you want to be Yotze Kaladeos, it's important to know that that is the shittas Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch disagrees, and the Chazon Ish paskins like the Shulchan Aruch on that, not like the Rambam. All the Rishonim disagree. In fact, Chazon Ish thinks that it's probably a typo in the Rambam. He can't imagine such a thing. Rabbi David Cohen from the CRC, who wrote a beautiful article on this topic, writes that he gives an example. If you buy an orange for 80 cents at a rest stop and then realize that the fruit comes from Eretz Yisrael, the Meiser Sheni on that fruit is worth 7.2 cents. So the Chomesh is 1.8 cents. 1.8 cents nowadays is less than a pruta. So according to the Rambam, the Meiser Sheni and its Chomesh would not be able to be transferred onto a coin that doesn't already have some Kedushas Meiser Sheni on it. But again, once the coin already has Kedushas Meiser Sheni on it, then you could add additional Kedusha as long as you don't overshoot the value of the coin. I mean, you could add an additional Pachas Mishavar Pruta at a time, Pachas Mishavar Pruta at a time, but if it's a quarter, once you get more than 25 cents worth of Meiser Sheni on the coin, then you can't put anything else on it. There's no room left in the value of the coin to add anything more. Nowadays, we have a halacha that it's okay, even though that, generally speaking, you're supposed to be poda shava b'shava. That if you're being poda a dollar's worth of Meiser Sheni, it should be a dollar's worth of coins that you use for the Meiser Sheni. But the din is strictly speaking, the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us that hekta shava mana shechilu al shava pruta, that it works. That if you're mechalal on a shava, even something that's worth a lot onto a shava pruta, that it works. So nowadays we paskin that you can even do that lechadchila, because nowadays it's not going to be eaten betar in Yerushalayim anyway, so it's not destined to go anywhere. So we could do it even we're not interested in being marbe hegdish. We're not interested in being marbe meiser sheni. So you could even be mechalel a lot of meiser sheni worth on for much less on shavar pruta's worth of currency. And then so what is pruta chamura? So once we know that if you want to be mafrish Pachos Mishavar Pruta, and you want to be poda rather, Pachos Mishavar Pruta onto a coin, that coin already has to have at least a pruta's worth of Meiser Sheni on it. A pruta chamura is a coin that already has a pruta of Meiser Sheni on it. So we have to make sure that there truly is Kedusha on the coin in order to be a pruta chamura. If the coin was used for afrasha on something that was only Suffolk Tevel, it could be that maybe the original Tevel that was only Suffolk Tevel didn't really require afrasha, so you don't have real Kedushas Meiser Sheni, definitive Kedushas Meiser Sheni, so you have to make sure that it's Vadai Tevel. The Kedusha on the coin has to be equal to or greater than the Kedusha of the current Maisa Sheni, meaning if the original Afrasha was done on vegetables that only require Afrashas Trumas or Maisos Midrabanan, then the coin's Kedusha can't be used for Afrasha on fruits that require Afrasha Midaraisa. So the ideal Pruta Chamura is going to have a Maisa Sheni on it that came from a Hafrasha that was a Vadai Tevel, and it came from that which is Chayiv in Trumas or Maisos on the highest level, Dagod and Tiro, which is Chayv Midar Raisa, even though Bizman says probably not Chayv Dar Raisa, but Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, which is the highest level of Chiyuv, and you have to make sure that the coin is not yet filled up with Kedusha, that there's still room on the coin. Why is it called a Pruta Chamura? Because it is a Pruta, it is a coin that contains the most Chamur forms of Maiser Sheni possible, so that the coin could be used for any other subsequent Pidyon that you want to do. And the reason that you need it is because if you take a very small amount of produce, which again, is not so Nogea to like the OU, but it's very Nogea to someone who's just having a small amount of something and is going to have Maiser Sheni that's worth very little. So that's a Pruta Chamura. Questions, can you really? So in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so hard to find a Pruta Chamura. You go into yeshiva sometimes, and Rabbi David Cohen writes, he went into the Mir Yeshiva once, and in between the signs of apartment for rent and babysitter available or whatever, there was a sign, Pruta Chamura available on that shtender in that part of the Beis Medrash. You know, you take a 10 shekel coin for Pruta Chamura, you give 10 shekel in the other box, and it's not a great business. They were selling 10 shekel for 10 shekel. You know, they were obviously not doing it to make money, but that way you have a Pruta Chamura. But in America, it's much harder. So Rabbi David Cohen suggests that maybe one way to do it was that have an Israeli send some Tevel of the most Chamur status, the most Chamur Dika Tevel, then use that to create your own Pruta Chamura in America. Meaning you would take American currency, because in America you have to use American currency. He quotes Rabbi Berkowitz from Eshet Torah, said that it used to be that people would make Pruta Chamuras on the plane, because it used to be for duty free you could use American or Israeli currency, so they're both going currency on the plane. So people would often, it was the safest place to make Pruta Chamura, where everything works. Nowadays they accept neither; they credit cards only, right? So it wouldn't work as well. So that's 1/8. So the problem is you have to get around the laws of importing raw food from Israel into the United States. Another possibility that someone in Eretz Yisrael maybe could put aside some tevel in Eretz Yisrael, and then you could do the hafrashos from America and using American coins. So the question is, wait a second, can I use American coins for tevel that's in Eretz Yisrael? Does it matter where? There are three possibilities. Does it matter where I am? Does it matter where the coin is? Or does it matter where the tevel is, right? Which location really matters? So it turns out that is a machlokas rishonim. The majority of rishonim, the Raivid in the fourth parak of Hilchos Maaser Sheni, commenting on the Rambam over there, or critiquing the Rambam over there. And I'm sorry, this is where the Chazon Ish thinks it's a typo in the Rambam. The Ravid and Rashi and Baba Kama Daf Sadi Zayin both say that the it all depends on where the coin is, and therefore if you're in America, it's perfectly fine. The Rambam, however, holds that no, it all depends on the location of the person performing the Afrasha, which again, if you're in America, that's fine. Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out in Derech Emuna that nobody holds, it doesn't seem we have any Rishon that holds that it depends on the location of the produce. So the produce could taka be in Eretz Yisrael, and if you're going to be poded it onto a coin, you're in America, and your coin is in America, and you're going to be poded onto a coin, then you can actually do a Pruta Chamura. The tricky thing with the Pruta Chamura is that once you're poded enough times, other small amounts of Maaser Sheni onto the coin, it may fill up the coin. So every once in a while, you need to empty the coin of its Kedusha by being poded whatever Kedusha it has, minus a Shavar Pruta's worth, onto something else, so that you don't run out of space on the coin, of Kedusha space on the coin. That's the basic concept of Pruta Chamura. What we typically do with the Pruta Chamura, though, is we don't just put a Shavar Pruta worth of Maaser Sheni of the highest caliber on the coin. We put two Prutas, because if prices change, if prices fluctuate of the value of silver, so you thought that a Pruta was 1.8 cents, for example, and now a pruta is 2.5 cents. Now you don't have a pruta on the coin anymore. So we normally put like a couple of prutas onto the coin to be extra safe, to make sure that it's a proper pruta chamura. So that's just to explain a little bit about what the concept is of pruta chamura. Everyone should have a wonderful day.